iTunes, man.
We about to get started. We got a special guest, yo. Back in motion.
Hotel. I ain't know you live yet. Hotel. We back on. You know what I mean? We tapped in already. We tapped in before. You know what I mean? We was on a small amount of shrooms. We did a small amount of shrooms.
Good dose.
Before our video. So that way when we, by the time you really start kicking in, you know what I'm saying? We be like already doing the video. So like the second half will be during the video of what we already did beforehand.
Right.
Before we tapped in. So, peace to all though. We about to come forward and vibe real quick. There's a virus, brother to brother vibe. Everybody been going live. Vibe making videos, so now it's time for us to tap in.
Peace, bro.
Peace, hotel.
Boy, Mark is in the building, y'all.
You know
we're here with it on a nice Saturday.
Smash Bros.
You know what I'm saying? Vibing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Third Eye Five, just about audio podcast. We here. We live. What a time to be alive, too.
Reporting to your planet.
To your planet.
You know what I'm saying?
We here.
Up under the world, so we come alive, reporting to your planet.
You know what I'm saying? We here.
Mm-hmm.
So, how you been, man? How's everything? How's energy, man?
Good, bro. The energy. Where you want to start? What do you want to know? Everybody is saying that we in a new earth. I'm feeling the energy. Like I'm feeling like the renewed energy. Everything feels brand new.
Yeah.
So where do you want to start? We're gonna talk about anything, and can't talk about anything. We got 25 minutes to just run through all the God topics, consciousness, existence, and whatever.
Okay, let's get into the mother plane. Like, what's your take with the mother plane? With, like, you know what I'm saying?
They're saying that's a wheel within a wheel.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I seen my boy, the Young Elder. He just dropped his video recently on his page showing you this wheel within a wheel, like people have tied it on tape.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And they say, like, what? Like, it's like half mile by half mile, and it carries bombs. Elijah Muhammad, Farrakhan, I'm talking about the mother plane. Like I told you, I was picked up in 2018 by a pyramid crab, which I've been feeling like it's a mother crab. You know what I'm saying? Because when you see the pyramid, like, I was picked up. I was in 2018. Y'all probably know the story. I looked up, and there was a pyramid over my head, right? And I was on the third floor balcony, and the pyramid was so close, I could see it's each square brick, right? Yeah. And it was like a light limestone color, similar to the color of this desk. And I could see the circle lights in each corner. It was like a light blue light. The top, the bottom half.
Yeah.
And they took my consciousness up.
Mm.
And I feel like that's when they switched me out right there. I hear my boy Phase One saying that you can get switched out. ETs will switch you out in a time lapse you.
Right.
To where you'll be on the mother craft, on the mother plane. So I actually just, my soul lives on the mother plane, on the craft. While my physical body is here and I'm able to project my thoughts to and from the craft. Okay. While we're doing this video, I just channeled the craft. Not too long ago, you know what I mean?
I say.
And you might feel it.
Alhamdulillah. So, okay. Because you know how, like, you did, what's it called? LSD?
Mm-hmm.
So, you feel like LSD enhanced all that. So,
I had reached close levitations on LSD. You know what I mean? But, like, you know, I experienced gravity not being necessarily a thing for me. I was kind of bouncing from wall to wall in the room in, like, a ball type position because I was on the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're on these psychs, you kind of sometimes balled up and on the ground, sometimes in a child position, just traveling. So I was like that, but I was bouncing from corner to corner, and I was bouncing like a beach ball. Just boom. Boom. And of course, you're on an LSD, you don't notice, you're not noticing that you're floating.
Yeah.
Right? But proof of what I'm saying, what happened, when I woke up, that rising, I didn't go to sleep, but as that night continued to turn into the rising, once I finally looked into the mirror, all of my locks were standing up. I had locks that were like yours that hang down. They're about, my locks were about right here. When I looked in the mirror, all my locks were standing up, spiked up, like I had been electrocuted. Mm. All of them were going up. Showing you that the gravity was not a thing last night, at night. The gravity wasn't a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The gravity had been defined by the LSD. But really what happened was, it wasn't the LSD that did it. It was us, our God. Chemicals that was having, like to say, had been shut down for a certain time during the Kali Yuga or something like that, but was waiting to be unlocked, right? So they say that we always could fly back then. And we know for a fact there's people that can fly now.
Let's go back to
the LSD just unlocked it and didn't. It wasn't LSD that did it, but it was LSD that made me be able to do something I can already do.
Yeah.
It's like I told you, it's telekinesis. That's a gift that we can do. And I can do. I can do. I showed you telekinesis on a small scale. You know what I mean? But it's just a gift that we've been able to unlock.
Yeah.
And but it's always been here though. It's just because it was shut off at a certain period of time, or just because it's not common, doesn't mean somebody can't do it. Mm-hmm. When you see somebody flying, you know what I'm saying? Just because it's not a common thing doesn't mean humans can't do it. It doesn't mean it can't happen.
Right. Right.
You understand?
Right. What you said? You said the Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga.
Isn't that something that's coming up? What's that again?
The Kali Yuga was, they were saying that was during the reign of Kali, the dark mother, Kali Ma, the dark mother, the one you see standing on top of the man, and that was the age of the sex and the lust, the perversion lust, and then the angry mother. The Kali Yuga was you got the Treta Yuga, the Treta Yuga, the Sat Yuga. Remember when we didn't do my Hindu video together. But we've done a video talking about the Hindu ages, the golden ages, how we used to live in the golden age at one period of time. That's why you've seen all these buildings and structures back then. And why we had these powers back then. And Vishnu, you know, I'm the god Vishnu.
Mm. Okay.
I'm coming at you from above, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we'll see each other in the dreams or the craft. And just like how you're one of these gods, right?
Right, right.
But you got the Kali Yuga, which they say we have been just living in the Kali Yuga for the last, I think, 2,000, 3,000 maybe years, something like that. You can read all this stuff in like Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, but they got the Set Yuga, the Treta Yuga, the Kali Yuga, and then the Golden Age. The Golden Age that we live, that's in one of these yugas that they say that we're back in that yuga now.
Yeah.
It's one of those yugas. Either we would have to probably pull it up on our phone or something like that, but these yugas, they define what type of times that we live in based on the dimensions and the planet, the cosmos, when they line up. They say we was in the Treta Yuga or in the Sat Yuga, right? Whichever one is the Golden Yuga. They say we was in those, and then we fell into an age of darkness. And different religions call it different phases. Like they call it the sun cycle or the moon cycle. And they say for the last 6,000 years, God, we've been living in the moon cycle. But at first we were in the sun cycle, and that's why the people of the sun ruled the planet, right? So the Kali Yuga is what we just had been in all this. The era that we just coming from.
So we in the moon, you say we in the moon
We're in the sun cycle now. All the gods are saying that we're in the sun cycle. We had, in 2020, when the planets lined up and they called it the Great Conjunction, that's when they said that was going to be the end. That was the end of the Kali Yuga in 2020. And that's why ever since 2020, the mothership Nibiru is back now. So we have two suns on our planet.
Yeah.
You can see the second sun. But that was the return of this yuga. The yuga was just a name for what was going to happen. Nibiru returning. You know what I'm saying? You can call it whatever you want. This yuga, you can call it a yuga, or you can call it a return, whatever. But that was just a name to describe an event that the Mayans were explaining. Yeah. They said that 2020 would be the end of the... 2012 would be the end of the world. Mm. But what they meant was it would be the end of the world as we knew it. That would be the end of that yuga. Right. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. The age of Kali Ma, the angry mother who was mad because her son was killed. You know what I'm saying? She shed him. Her son's blood was shed, and she goes all around shedding the blood of all these men. And she stands on top of a man, and he's passed out, showing that he's dominated by her because of sex, because of his lust. She stands on top of a man, and she has skulls all around her neck. And so the women that we've known for the last so-and-so 2,000 years, were a result of that moon cycle, or of that Kali Yuga, according to how I've been taught, and how we've been taught. And the reason why everybody over the last 2 years seemed to be waking up, why is everybody waking up since COVID? Corona, they're trying to tell you the return of Christ. right? The crown, the Christ chakra, corona, right? I heard phase one break down that terminology, but I already had knew that the word corona actually meant something positive. It didn't have anything to do with the name of a son that was returning. The reason they named this particular son that was returning corona was because they were telling black people, we're about to do COVID, and we're going to tell you about coronavirus. I'm sorry, not naming the son corona, but they named the virus corona when this son returned 2 years ago, right? Because they're telling you what you're about to go through now. Because see, according to how I was taught, these fallen angels, these demons, the Anunnaki's Nephilim, they have to tell us what they're doing to us. While they're doing it, it's because it's part of galactical law. It's like they're not breaking galactical law if they tell you what they're doing, right? So they're telling you that we're giving you coronavirus. We're going to call it coronavirus, and we're going to shut the planet down because they're telling you the truth. The truth of the matter is the corona has returned. So people are going to be getting viruses who cannot exist in this new dimension, this new reality, because the second sun is back now.
So corona is the sun, you're saying? Or like what?
It's the return of the second sun. They did coronavirus in 2020. What happened? It was called the Great Conjunction of 2020. Why has everybody been waking up over the last 2 years? Who could you get to wake up in 2019? Nobody. Whoever was woke was woke. From 2017 to 2018, 2019, none of the woke people who wasn't me and you, who wasn't the restaurants we used to go to. It was a conscious restaurant. It was specifically like stood out. Nobody else in the neighborhood was conscious. It was that one place where all of us conscious people went to try to talk and communicate and try to relate to each other. After 2020, when the George Floyd thing popped off and the whole world was rioting at the same time, you think that was a coincidence that the whole world rioted at the same time and all the planets were lined up in our Milky Way galaxy like a pack of gumballs at the same time? And they called it the Great Conjunction of 2020. So ever since 2020, I received my what you call a DNA upgrade. But I seen the day after the Great Conjunction, I seen something in my glass in my bedroom. Yeah. And I seen, looking at the sun, there was a double reflection of the sun that I had never seen. You know, you're looking at the sun in the rising. There was like a gold ball that was just circling and just reflecting in my vision. While I was looking at the sun, and I had never seen it before, and it was getting closer and closer and closer and closer. And then I felt my whole body start to get a DNA upgrade as I turned back around and walked through my room. I felt my whole body getting an upgrade that I had been waiting for years, right?
Yeah.
And then somebody had texted my phone, and I was like, I got one of two choices. I was like, I can either receive the upgrade that I've been wanting, or I can try to help somebody. I can try to take this time to help somebody and see what they need. And so I decided to choose to help this person. Kima, I'm getting the first upgrade that I've been waiting on for years. Been meditating. I never felt nothing like this. Yeah. That was a great conjunction. And of course, the energy is back now. I'm continuing with the energy. I can feel the energy now because it's after the planet conjunction, we're out of that yuga. We're out of this Kali Yuga. And we're going back to the golden ages. So that's why you can feel it. Everybody's waking up. But I decided to check my phone and see what this person needed. And immediately, I lost the upgrade. All the energy from my body. Just went out, like all the positive new energy, it just stopped. And I text the person back, and so the DNA upgrade right there, it just stopped. But I was able to continue because they say when these solar flares and these things happen and these different planets and these different suns come back, which they call it, we've been calling it Nibiru or Planet X. But our scientists are showing you, they're saying, this is our sun, this is your sun, and this is Planet X. And they look identical. Both of them look like suns. You know what I'm saying? And so, I was getting that upgrade then, you know what I'm saying? When the conjunction happened, like the day after, I felt it. So that's what I mean by when they were saying corona, they were letting you know that when this sun comes back, whoever's not right with and aligned with that sun, and whoever's not ready for it, whoever body ain't aligned, and you ain't on a certain alkaline level, when that sun comes back, yeah, you're gonna have coronavirus. Yeah. Which means your crown chakra will become enlightened and aligned, and you won't be able to accept, you won't be able to handle it. If your third eye's not open, you won't be able to handle that type of combustion. You're gonna go crazy. You're gonna go mad. It means that's why you've seen the world go mad, and you've seen the conscious people, the people who are already conscious and were already gods. You've seen them ascending ever since 2020.
No cap.
And whoever thinks that I'm lying or capping, just all you have to do is gauge yourself. Gauge yourself in 2019 and then in 2020. Who were you since then?
Wow.
You know what I mean? You understand? So,
my brother, man. All
right, now let's go. Next question. Hit me with that next question.
So how you feel like? Cause do you know about like the Project Blue Beam? You know about Project Blue Beam?
I've heard about that. It's supposed to be like a fake, a staged alien invasion.
Yeah. I want to know like. How could we distinguish the two, or we would just know type of thing, or those that's chosen?
Well, see, the thing with the alien crash is while you're having these major sightings, every night you're getting picked up. Every single night, and you just don't remember it. Every single night you're getting picked up by either a positive extraterrestrial craft or a negative one. So when you're having nightmares, more than likely your spirit was picked up. Your avatar stayed there, but your spirit was picked up and was taken to a negative, a disagreeable dimension. And you were having what you call a bad dream. And then your spirit would drop back off. Your spirit would drop back off in your body. That's what they call the gold cord, the golden cord. The Bible talks about it. They said all of our spirit, all of who we are, our bodies, we're connected to a silver cord and a gold cord. And by that silver cord is what determines whether you pass away. Now us new beings, we have a gold cord. But they call it the silver cord. The main society is referred to as... the silver cord, which is you have a body, and then you have the silver cord. And the silver cord is where your spirit is connected to. And this is why you don't need an alarm clock at times. When something happens wrong, like you're supposed to be up for something and you didn't set your alarm clock, that's why you'll wake up early. Or if you was about to miss something, that's why your body will wake you up. Or your spirit will come back to your body to wake you up at a certain time because you was able to grab onto the gold cord and pull yourself back to the body.
Right?
But they tell you that your spirit and your body are separate. It's not true. Those Nubians, we have the gold cord. You know what I'm saying?
We got the gold cord.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you just blew me with that. With the whole... Your soul get picked up every night.
Yeah, so even if there are Project Blue Beams going on in fake, you have more of your own crafts coming to pick you up and crafts that you can't ask to come pick you up at nighttime. The same ones that used to come and get you when you was a kid. Like I told you how I had the ETs in my room when I was a kid and they made something appear in my room that wasn't even there. And it was a brisk iced tea that was there at a cookout early. And they put this brisk iced tea in my room, had it start shining. I went to sleep. I fell asleep, and I was something similar to sleep paralysis. As a kid, I could see my room, it was dark, and there was a brisk iced tea. I didn't drink brisk iced tea, so it would have been in my room. You know what I mean? And there was one day I was sleep paralysis, and it started shining. This yellow and this gold aura started shining from it. And I looked over, and there was all these ant-like extraterrestrials, shadows running all over my wall.
For real?
Yes, yeah, so that was my first experience with extraterrestrials. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that Project Blue Beam, I wouldn't worry about it too much because the crafts that you're going to see out there, if you're familiar with seeing crafts, because see, you can see crafts every day and you don't even know it because they cloak themselves as planes and other things. But with the crafts that you're seeing out there, you're going to have an intuitive knowingness about the ones you see. Are they of you and are they your family based on what you see in your own life, your dreams and your thoughts, but mainly at nighttime. If you're used to getting picked up like I am and if you've been picked up like I have been, and taking two other planets that you exist on, and you had to literally have that version of you sucked back into this reality, and they dropped you back off in the morning, and your body was positioned in a different way. You fell asleep in the bed like this on your pillow, and you had a dream where you was picked up and dropped back off. And if you're facing a completely different way, like you're laid on your bed vertically, not even on the pillows, but you're laying with your feet hanging off of the bed and your head like that, then yeah, you was picked up and dropped off by a craft. Physically, your physical body was picked up, not your silver cord, your gold cord. You was physically picked up. That's why in most abduction cases, they say, yes, he was actually gone. He was missing for 2 days. But the guy tells you he was gone for 3 months. The guy who's abducted, he said, I lived with the Pleiadians for 3 months. And there was actually verified cases that this guy was missing for 2 days from his bed. So yes, these cases do happen because, like I said, just because it doesn't happen all the time doesn't mean that it cannot happen or doesn't happen. You know what I mean? So that's the first step, becoming a god and living in this dimension that we're in now, this reality that we're in now, what they call the new earth. That's the first step, becoming a god, is you cannot think certain things can't happen or won't happen. You know what I'm saying? Because you already accepted who you are and what you are, and you cannot become anything more.
You know what I'm saying?
Ashe. You know what I'm saying?
Ashe. So...
Go ahead, God.
How you feel? These next like 5 years, is it gonna be like we see how like the world is like?
What they say?
Turning around and like even like You got
technology.
You got volcano eruptions. You got weather changing up. It's be cold and then be hot one day. You know what I'm saying? Floods. Mm-hmm. Like, would you like? How do you see like these next 5 years gonna be? Is like, is we expecting to see more of like
more technology? Expect to be able to ascend based on technology now. You're not gonna have to go outside of nature and ascend anymore. This is why most of the nature people, like the most of our original nature dudes, this is why they're having a hard time grasping and getting the grounding going, because our grounding is about to be able to be done by AI. Because see, on the craft, they already were thousands of years ahead of us on the craft. On the craft, when you go on these craft, they got artificial everything. Sorry to break it to them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my earth tribe people, when you go on these crabs, your ass and going, everything's artificial. You know why? Because there's a war in the heavens right now. There's a galactic war. And according to how I've been taught, and from my own experiences from being in jail on other planets, in my dreams, whatever, from what I was taught, there is a galactic slave trade going on right now. For real. And we're involved in it, yes. Humans are one of the most sought after. And what happens is you go to sleep at night, and your soul is being taken up, and you're being traded on the market. And you wake back up, and when you wake up depressed, and you don't know why. And you have these years of you don't know who you were for 2-3 years, you've been abducted. I'm speaking from experience, based on smells I've had on my clothes, what my mom having dreams that I was abducted. you understand what I'm saying? So there's a galactic slave trade going on currently right now.
So I'm glad you bring up galactic. Let's talk about the Galactic Federation and how that is playing a part of a world and that people don't know about. Just like you said, like that's galactic law. Like some people don't even know about galactic law, not to able to carry out something, you have to show them first, let the world know and stuff like that. So it wouldn't be against law. So let's talk about Galactic Federation and galactic law.
Okay. Galactic law is a lot similar to human law, but according to how I was taught, galactic law is the universal law, and it's the law that governs the universe. And how we down here have a UCC on Earth, like I say, as it is above, so is it below, right? We have a UCC down here on Earth, and they have a UCC that regulates the heavens, according to how I was taught.
Yeah.
And ours is called the Uniform Commercial Code. And theirs is called the Universal Celestial Code. And they say that this is why that when you're born, and they say that your soul is a starship in a nautical ship. Nautical meaning waters. And so they say that your body can be likened to a ship that has been released by the dock. And that's why when you're born, you know what I'm saying, your birth certificate or your certification, right? Yeah. As to be a ship that can leave the dock and go out to society and travel the heavens. Mm-hmm. Because they say the Egyptians knew this a long time ago, thousands of years ago, that we travel through the heavens, the Milky Way galaxy. So so you would see Sahu and Sopdek traveling on a celestial boat with Ra and all them and with his kids. And you see that in ancient Egypt, way back then, they would show us in a celestial boat traveling the heavens, because that's what we're doing right now. That's what we're currently doing. Like my boy Phase One said, he said, you know that you're in the heavens, right? He said, you know that you're actually in the space in the middle of the universe. He said, you know that you're in the heavens. He said, the heavens isn't up there, out there. He said, you know that your planet is actually in the middle of the galaxy. And I was like, yeah, facts, it is. But so that's like a galactic law. And he said, that's why when you're born, your certification has to be signed by the doc or by the doctor, the same way that it would have to be signed by the doc on a naval ship where the boat is at the dock to register and to leave that dock and to be purchased and be bought. That's what I'm saying. You had to be signed by the doc or the doctor. So the ETs, they say that watch the words on your planet, because it'll explain the truth or the reality of what is. So the galactical law is very similar to how we have law here. They have a universal celestial code, and they're governed by certain laws that are very similar to the laws on our planet that the righteous try to uphold. So in Venus and Mars, there's actual laws, and this is why there's actual jails on these planets. We have the Uniform Commercial Code, and they have the Universal Celestial Code. And they and ET said that you must know the value of the soul that is coming into your planet. This is why you have to be signed by the doc or the doctor, because they want to know what is the value of the soul, these people who are doing the galactic slave trade. And the people who are part of the galactic slave trade actually had deals with our United States government. And you know about this. With the Nazis and Hitler, they said that we'll give you certain craft if you allow us to abduct people. And they gave them those craft. Until this day, you cannot go to Antarctica. Why? Because of extraterrestrial craft there on our planet. And the and our family members, who are God and who live forever, they live in the interior of our planet right now. Because they say on many planets, the majority of beings do not live on the surface of their planet. Everybody lives in the interior of their planet. So they live in the interior of Venus. They live in the interior of the moon. This is why you don't see people on Mars, because they live on the inside.
Wow.
You know there's a Martian, you know what I'm saying? But they live on the inside. The same way.
Like ants. They like, that's...
The same way our family members right now live in the interior of the Earth, and they are God. And they are humans. They are human beings. Five fingers. And they live with other extraterrestrials and animals that are you believe to be extinct. And that's part of the Admiral Byrd's diary. It was the first thing he seen was a woolly mammoth. When he was traveling over to Antarctica, because he was supposed to go down and test Hitler and their boys back in the 40s, Rich E. Evelyn Byrd. And that's going to end it. That makes our time. That's 110. We're going to come back for part two.
Part two, man.
Love you, God.
My love, man.
We're going to do this again.
Catch the downloads, y'all.
Yeah, man.